Next case, please.
Next case, 10,688, Doggies at the Beach. This is on Route 24, and this was a variance from the setback requirement for a dog daycare facility. I think Mr. Burrell can...
I think we'd mentioned before that there was some concern about what to do with the parking area, where the dogs were going to do what dogs do, and I didn't have much luck finding anybody at Denrec who would make any suggestions, or wanted to wade into that one. And my own research on the internet went nowhere. So my suggestion to the board was that if that is a concern, that perhaps the board put the burden on the applicant to come up with some mechanism to deal with the odors and so forth were occurring, and bring it back to the board when they've come up with some sort of solution that you guys considered at that point.
I concur with that. That the applicant should bring back something. Gentlemen, how do you feel with that? Mr. McCabe?
I agree.
Mr. Whitman?
I agree with it. Need to be like the runoff too. Mm-hmm. Plus the runoff. Yep. Plus I think you gotta get a time limit on that.
Can we put that in with the motion, a time limit?
Yeah, put a time limit on it, and we'll get something out in writing to the applicant.
Well, whoever makes the motion, then we will put a time limit. Mr. Hudson, how do you?
I'll go along with that, or I wouldn't have any problem with denying it right off the bat. So,
okay. Mr. Mills?
Yeah, I'm fine with that because I don't.
Fine with what?
With the applicant coming up with a solution because it's certainly a new. I think it's a public nuisance.
And we need a time frame. Well, whoever makes the motion, we need to put a time limit so the attorney can get it out and they can get back. Okay, if that's the consensus of the board, then Chair will entertain a motion on case number 10,688.
Chairman, I'd like to move we deny case number 10688 until a solution is found for the odors and the runoff.
Second.
We're not going to, okay.
You're going to deny it then?
You're going to deny it then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought I said, I'm sorry.
No.
No, you did.
I'm going to be sure. Okay, you're going to deny that case then. And then it can come back.
What?
No. I mean, that's an entirely different motion. So if you deny it, then there's no sense doing that. So.
That was by Mr. McCabe. And who seconded it? You?
I know.
Mr. Mills seconded it. Or you seconded it?
Do you want to have it as...
Then they could come back with that solution.
And reapply,
because
right?
It would make the case different.
Well, subject to your considering it at that time and determining that it's a substantially different application. So that's, I guess, the other way of doing it.
Okay, by Mr. McCabe and Mr. Hudson. Does everyone understand it then, that they can come back? You know, if you deny it, they can come back with it.
It costs another $400.
Right, and they can bring back up this, how they're going to take care of the fecal and the runoff and the traffic back there.
And the first step would be for us to determine that it's significantly different to rehear it.
From the first case.
Well, wouldn't it be this easy to even open and let Rick send a hard time and say, you got 30 days to come back to us and... I'm on wrong in that one.
Well, I mean, that's a different alternative. Now, what you were talking about was, again, tabling the existing case, giving them time to come up with a solution. Mr. McCabe made a motion just to simply deny it. So that's on the table, and that's got to be voted on.
It's on the table.
Well, if that's not the feeling of the rest of the group, then I'll withdraw that motion and...
I mean...
Someone else can.
Well, it's been moved and seconded, so the board has to take a vote on it.
Now, and I'll just do a roll call then. Okay, we got a motion on the floor. It's been regularly moved and seconded that we deny case number 10,688. Mr. McCabe, you in favor?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Yes.
You in favor of denying it?
Yep.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Okay. And Mr. Cowell? Okay. Okay, motion carried. Case number 10,688 is denied. Okay. All right.